Welcome to the Organist Encores from me, John Deeming. This program's going to be what I call Organ Plus. I've some theatre organs lined up and some electronics too, but in every case there's something else as well. It could be a drummer, or it could be a full orchestra, or maybe something in between. Anyway, let's get the show started at a gallop. Oh, that certainly was a galloping start. The Monty Kelly Orchestra there with the delicious sounds of Buddy Cole and his custom 28-rank combined Wurlitzer Robert Morton theatre organ and Kabalevsky's Comedian's Gallop. Now, after that galloping start, we go flying off to Cleveland, Ohio to join a concert on the 17-rank Wurlitzer in the big acoustics of Gray's Armory in 2010. Jonathan Ortloff was the 2008 international winner of the American Theatre Organ Society's Young Theatre Organist of the Year competition. And here he is, joined by drummer Alan Ward, getting ready for the climax of the show. OK, Jonathan and Alan, let's fly. Thank you. Yes, Come Fly With Me, Jonathan Orkloff and Alan Ward in Cleveland. Now, something quite different. Arthur Young was a prolific keyboard artist in the 1930s and 40s and played with many of the great musicians of the day, including Joe Venuti, George Shearing, Stephan Grappelli and even Vera Lynn. He was a pioneer of the Novachord, Hammond's first purely electronic instrument, which he showcased with a rhythm group at Hatchett's restaurant in Mayfair, London. Here they are, Hatchett's Swingtet, as they were known, with Arthur Young on Novachord, Stephan Grappelli on jazz violin, and a vocal refrain from Beryl Davis in 1939 with the tune Ting-a-ling.
Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. One cup for you, one for me. I shot her narrow up into the air. Do have some sugar, there's plenty to spare. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Come to a jazz tea with me. Thank you.
Hatchett's Swingtet having fun there. It must have been a great way to spend an evening dining in the company of those talented musicians. But Hatchett's is sadly no longer there, despite a short-lived revival a few years ago. Anyway, let's go across the sea to the Netherlands now to calm things down a bit. I always think that organ and accordion go well together. Accordionist Lars Visscher joins Bert van den Brink on the Pierre Poller concert organ in the Broadcast Music Centre in Hilversum with The Canals of Amsterdam. Peter Coppy, who sent me this recording, tells me that it's a song close to the heart of every Amsterdammer. Almost a hymn, he says.
Thank you.
The Canals of Amsterdam. Lars was due to join Bert in concert at the Hilversum Compton earlier this month, but new COVID restrictions in the Netherlands meant that it had to be cancelled. But at least we can listen to that little preview. Back to London now, and a new revitalised post-war BBC in 1945. A new series called Organ Grinder Swing took to the airwaves, with Robin Richmond as the organ grinder, of course, and a combo of other musicians. Now, when I first listened to this old acetate disc, I just thought it was too badly damaged to be usable. But listen to this bit of the track I had in mind. Not good, eh? But it's amazing what a bit of specialist software and some manual editing and quite a lot of patience can do. Here it is cleaned up. It's still not brilliant, but I think it's worth a listen. And here's the BBC announcer to tell us more.
Now, imagine the poor little girl who doesn't want to go anywhere or do anything because, as Bette Roberts points out, everywhere she goes, she sees the words you, you, you. You being Bel Ami.
Bel Ami from Robin Richmond and Friends, live on air in 1945. Now, Jim Riggs is no stranger to British organ fans, any more than he is in his native USA, of course, or indeed in the rest of the theatre organ world. A few years ago, he had the idea of blending his organ music with historic piano recordings made on player rolls. Here's Jim in 2008, joining Vincent Lopez on piano roll with Hello Bluebird. Two keyboard masters in duet 80 years apart. The organ was Mike Koop's 19 rank Wurlitzer in his Little River studio in Wichita, Kansas. Okay, it's nearly December now, so I thought I'd put a couple of Christmassy numbers in to round off the show. First, here are the Three Sons featuring Artie Dunn on Hammond, jingling away on their sleigh at 78 revolutions a minute. Thank you. there they go, disappearing through the hole in the middle of the record. The Three Sons with Sleigh Ride. Today's finale features a newcomer to this programme, young theatre organist Will Shaw. Now, Will was the winner of the ATOS London Chapter's Senior Young Theatre Organist of the Year competition a couple of years ago. He joined Keith Evans, Phil Leader and trumpeter Miles Allen with Keith's fine Allen GW4 digital organ at Keith's home near Chepstow to make a very interesting video recording to cheer us up during a rather dull COVID Christmas last year. In this track from the video, Will is joined by Miles playing his trumpet 6,000 miles away in California by the magic of the internet. Rather than one of the traditional Christmas songs, I've chosen this one, which was made famous amid great controversy by Eartha Kitt in 1953. The BBC were very dubious about broadcasting the lyrics, and it was banned completely for a while in some of the southern US states. Naturally, that made it the hit Christmas song of the year. This version is without the dubious lyrics, so there should be no offence caused to Organist Encores listeners. What's the song? Santa Baby.
Thank you.
a special surprise ending there to put record presenters off their stroke. Santa Baby from Will Shaw and Miles Allen. Now, I do commend the whole video album, which you can watch and listen to on YouTube. It's called A Theatre Organ Christmas. The quickest way to find it is to search for COVID-19 Theatre Organ Christmas on YouTube, and it'll pop up at the top of the list. Well, that's all from me for this time. Now, next month, things are a bit different. I'll be here earlier in the month than usual, on the 9th of December, with a programme of relaxing theatre organ music for a cosy December evening. Or perhaps a warm alfresco evening if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. Next week, Damon's show has the intriguing title, On the Street Where You Live. And he'll also tell you more about the shows planned for Christmas and the New Year. Until then, do have a look for The Organist Encores on the web, on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or whatever takes your fancy. From me, it's bye for now.